the voice of the Army. This is going to start off like one of those documentary things. It's going to sound real impressive, with a voice coming in out of nowhere. Get this.
Report number B-129, published by the Information and Education Division, Headquarters, Army Service Forces.
Dignified, isn't it? Gives the program class.
Shall I say it again?
No, once is enough. Report number B-129. That's what this program is about.
You know, we could have twice the dignity if I repeated it.
It's not necessary, really. We're quite impressed now. If it's all right with you, we'll settle down and become human.
Fine. Go ahead.
About this report number B-129, here's what happened. The Information and Education Division went all over the Army asking the GIs questions about their post-war plans. They talked to thousands of soldiers. Questions like this. Do you think you'll try to go back to your former job? Are you planning to take advantage of the educational provisions of the GI Bill of Rights? Questions like that. The result was a 26-page document that just about summed up the soldiers' hopes and plans for the post-war world. Now, since those plans concern about 4 out of every 5 of you listening, we're going to dramatize part of Report B-129.
Dramatize it? With music and stuff?
Of course.
And characters who speak dialogue?
Certainly.
Well, where do we get the characters?
Right out of the report.
Oh.
Does it sound impractical?
Well, a bit.
Now, hold on. You'll see. Music, please. It is estimated that about 64% of the men in the Army have definite post-war plans. About 18% have tentative plans, and the other 18% are undecided. It is with the last group, the undecided, that this story deals. I will call our main character Joe 18%, a fairly typical GI. Joe is 24, he's had 2 years service overseas, he's back in the States on furlough now, waiting for discharge. It's his second afternoon home, and he's down at the old favorite drugstore with his friends and the jukebox. This is the jukebox. And these are his friends. Eddie.
Boy, is it good to see you, Joey. Welcome home, son.
And Doc.
When are you getting out of the Army, Joey?
And the inevitable girlfriend, Sally.
What's this ribbon for, Joey?
Oh, that's good conduct, Sally. I was a good boy.
In Paris, Joey?
Well.
Don't embarrass him. Hey, what's this for, Joey? Well,
that's a battle star.
Battle? No kidding. How many honeys did you knock off, Joe?
Well, none. I was driving a truck.
A truck?
Well, certainly somebody had to drive the trucks, didn't they?
Ammunition truck?
No, chow. I brought up the food.
Oh, food.
What's the matter with you guys? You think nobody fought the war but the infantry? Listen, every time we drove up to that combat zone...
Yeah, you got shelled. Well, they all did.
Say, listen...
Oh, Joey, don't mind them. They're just kidding.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not so sure.
Well...
And I'll say, wait a minute. This story is getting off to a bad start. Now, this Joe comes home, and the first thing his friends do is ride him because he drove a chow truck.
Life is disappointing, isn't it?
Well, after all...
Let's get ahead with the story and report B-129, shall we?
Oh, all right.
In the report, there's a heading titled Aspirations, Expectations, and Predictions. I'll quote, if I may.
Go ahead.
Quote. Aspiring to a higher employment status than one has is a trait traditionally possessed in high degree by Americans. However, some men have allowed their aspirations unduly to color their reported expectations of post-war employment. Our Joe 18%, for example, has some pretty fancy ideas.
You know what I'm going to do, Sally? I'm going right up to my old boss and I'm going to say, Mr. Thomas, I'm an older and more mature man now. I've been through plenty. and I don't think I'd be happy in the receiving department anymore.
You don't, eh, Joe?
No, sir, Mr. Thomas, I don't.
Well, then I can consider your old job open. I was holding it for you, you know.
Yes, sir, you can consider that job open. I've decided that I ought to be in the sales department with $50 drawing account.
Well, you do, Joe? Well, supposing you tell me your qualifications as a salesman.
Well, we won't continue that painful scene any longer. The report says that a great many young men out of the Army are aspiring to a higher employment status. Joe, 18%, is among them.
Do you blame him?
Not at all. I sympathize deeply. I'm just sorry more people don't understand Joe. Sally, for one. I don't think she understands. Would you like to overhear a conversation between Sally and Joe on the porch of Sally's home?
Yeah, but how do you arrange that?
Simple. The sound of crickets. Crickets always indicate a summer evening on somebody's porch. Listen. There's Joe over there, leaning against the top step.
I just don't know what's got into people around here, Sally.
By people, I suppose you mean me.
No, I didn't mean you, Sally. I meant...
Yes, you did.
Well, Sally,
I... Don't think I haven't noticed these last 2 weeks, Joe. And frankly, I'm not happy. It just seems to me you're never going to be satisfied to go back to the way things were.
Well, things...
And don't think my mother didn't notice. She said, the trouble with Joe is he's got highfalutin ideas. After all, you don't think every businessman in town is going to step right up and make you a vice president. I think it was very generous of Mr. Thomas to offer you your old job in the receiving department.
Sally, don't you understand? I'm not afraid to take any job. But I'm older now. I know more. Well, a guy couldn't very well get married on $22.80 a week now, could he?
Well, other men have worked up from the bottom.
But I've lost 3 years, Sally. 3 long years.
Have you heard enough?
I certainly have.
We'll remove the crickets. Well,
say, you're certainly making this an unhappy story.
Well, what do you want, a brass band to welcome the returning hero?
Any music would be a welcome relief.
We're coming to music in just a moment. In fact, a very gay scene. Right now, a little more about the report. Under the same heading, Aspirations, Expectations, and Predictions... There's an estimate of the percentage of men who have definitely decided to stay in the Army as a career.
Stay in the Army?
Sure. Does that surprise you?
Frankly.
Don't go on. It does. Well, the lowest estimate of the number of men who will stay in is somewhere around 300,000.
You're kidding.
Oh, far from it.
But Joe, 18% is...
Want to know what he says?
Me stay in the Army? Oh, brother, you ought to be examined for a Section 8.
He means I'm a bit crazy. But let's get back to the story. Joe has been home for 42 days of his 45-day furlough. And, confidentially, he's made things rather difficult around the house.
Joe.
Yeah, Ma?
Why don't you go out with some of the boys, dear? Or take in a movie?
Oh, Ma, will you leave me alone, huh?
All right, Joe. I just thought if you went with the boys...
The boys. Civilians give me a pain.
I'm sorry, dear. It's just that you're so restless,
so... Yeah, sure, Ma, sure. I know.
Joey, darling, what is the matter?
I don't know. I just don't know. It's all working out so different from the way it should be.
Doesn't Sally?
No, Sally doesn't.
Oh, Joey.
I'm all right, Ma. Just let me figure it out for myself.
Of course, son. You figure it out for yourself.
Well... Now, really, this is getting worse and worse. But what about the gay scene with music?
Oh, of course, the gay scene. It's coming up now. Joey has one more day on his furlough. And who does he bump into but two guys from his old outfit?
Joe, well, for the love of...
Joe, you old so-and-so, what are you doing in this town?
I live here. What are you two doing?
Just going through. We're on our way back to camp.
Joey, where's the most beautiful glass of beer in this town? This is going to be a celebration.
As I say, Joe bumped into two guys from his outfit. Now comes the gay scene. Music and everything.
Waiter, three more of the same. Another dish of pretzels.
Well, so go on, Joe. You've been having a terrific time, huh? Your girl was crazy to see you, huh?
Oh, you aren't kidding, brother.
And your old job, Joe?
Ah, it's in the bag, son. It's in the bag.
Can't wait until you get out of the Army, huh?
No, sir. You, have a terrific furlough, Nick?
Sensational.
Yeah, huh?
Charlie?
Oh, I'll never recover.
Sure is different from the Army, huh?
Sure is. Of course, we didn't do so bad back there in Paris. Paris, man, oh, man. Hey, do you guys remember
that? Hey, remember the night Shorty Tyson tried to drive the Fiacre?
And I remember the shindig at the Trocadero.
Oh, hat. Were you in shape, Joey? Were you in shape? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Paris was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that again.
Yes, sir, Paris was something.
You know, I could have seen a lot more of that French scenery. I think I was built for traveling places.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could have gotten over to Rome. They say Rome is terrific.
Yeah, Rome is terrific. But give me the good old USA and a furlough anytime. You had a great time on your furlough, eh, Joey?
Now, Charlie, my furlough was lousy.
Huh?
Had a terrible time. I haven't got a job ready and my girl, well...
My pa said, why didn't I stay in the Army?
What?
Sure, what's wrong with that? I can re-enlist, have my same grade, master sergeant, base pay $138 clear. Where do you make that much clear on the outside?
Yeah, but Nick...
And I want to travel. I want to see the world before I settle down.
Yeah, but the Army. Nick, are you...
Now, what's more, I want to finish school. If I pick the European theater for re-enlistment, I'll go to a good school in England or France, learn French, maybe.
Do you hear him, Joey? That guy's crazy.
Yeah, crazy like a fox. You know, I've been thinking just what he's been thinking for a long time.
Joey.
Listen, I'd rather be somebody in the Army than a two-bit clerk on the outside.
Well, now I've heard everything.
You get your meals free, your clothes free, your medical care. You got money in your pocket at the end of the month.
And you've got the whole wide world to look at.
Sure. Go on, Charlie. Go back and punch your time clock. Joey and me will send you a postcard from Paris.
Joey and Nick strolling down the Boule Miche. Hey, Nick. Who's that blonde holding onto your arm?
Oh, that's no blonde, Joey. That's my Form 20.
I mean it. Now I've heard everything.
Charlie, why don't you come along with us? We'll join up with the old outfit over in France.
Yeah, not me, brother.
Well, takes all kinds to make a world. You be a civilian, Charlie. Nick and me are going places.
B-129 says that a definite number of men will re-enlist in the Army. It is estimated...
Say, wait a minute. Is that the end?
Sure. Happy ending. Like it?
Well...
You see, it's just about as Joey says. It takes all kinds. The larger percentage of men will return to civilian life. But Joe and Nick are among the hundreds of thousands who will make a career out of the Army. They'll get free travel, education, medical care, clothes and board. They'll learn a trade. They'll have the companionship of the men they like. It's not a bad shake, is it?
Well,
Is it?
No. No, I guess you're right. It's not a bad shake at all.
Anyone interested in further information on careers in the Army may write for the regular Army recruiting folder. Write to the Recruiting Publicity Bureau, U.S. Army, Governor's Island, New York. That's the Recruiting Publicity Bureau, U.S. Army, Governor's Island, New York. This closes another program brought to you by The Voice of the Army.